North Dakota's Department of Transportation has scheduled $400 million worth of construction projects this season. DOT says while highway workers will be practicing safe distancing and implementing other precautions because of COVID-19, motorists will see the usual things in construction zones. DOT Deputy Director Ron Henke says last year there were 2 work zone-related traffic fatalities, and he said the goal this year is to bring that down to 0.
Please slow down as you enter those work zones. Put down the phones, buckle up, and remove those distractions as you drive through the work zones, and pay a little more attention. As you know, some of those work zones get a little tight for everybody to work in and to get through.
Henke said it's also a good idea for motorists to plan ahead. He says on the DOT website, you will be able to see where the road work is scheduled. Russ Hansen of the Associated General Contractors of North Dakota says drivers need to be aware of changes in those work zones.
Things happen very quickly and progress very quickly in a work zone with our days and lots of sunlight. So don't assume that work zone is going to be the same in the evening as it was in the morning, because it likely has changed. So you need to be equally careful, even though it's something you've gone through before.
There might be some feelings out there that, you know, going a little over the speed limit's not a big deal, or maybe just glancing down at your phone is not a big deal. But that big deal can turn into a citation. That big deal can turn into criminal charges.
Highway Patrol Sergeant Wayne Cadermus says construction workers have a lot on their minds, especially this year.
With COVID-19 trying to keep their distance from other workers, they could be spread out even more within these construction zones. So we just ask for your vigilance, and just letting you know the Highway Patrol will be doing our part to ensure that motorists are doing what they're supposed to be going through these construction zones.
If you're caught speeding in a construction zone, the minimum fine is $80 when workers are present. 2 people were killed in construction zone accidents last year. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.